Unit 2. Listening text. Travels with Captain Cook. In this radio program about the travels of Captain Cook, the speaker gives some information about life on the ship Endeavour. Part 1.
Some of the sailors on the ship had special jobs. The captain of the boat had a lot of power. He could order sailors to be kept in chains or beaten if they did not obey his orders. The master's job was to set the course for the ship by the sun and the stars. There was a doctor on board who treated the men's illnesses and wounds. The gunner looked after the guns and the iron balls for the guns. A woodworker stopped any holes in the sides of the ship and carried out any necessary repairs to the woodwork. The sailmaker repaired sails and made new sails when necessary. Another sailor was in charge of the ship's stores and gave the sailors their orders. The cook did the cooking.
Part 2.
Life on a ship like the Endeavour was very hard. Many of the sailors were men who had stolen or killed. It was the custom in those days to give them the choice of going to sea or going to prison. Other young sailors were boys whose parents had died. In all, the Endeavour had 39 able seamen aged between 16 and 45 years of age. There were no toilets on the ship, and very little water to wash in. Soap was not used until 1810, and even then the men had to pay for it. In Captain Cook's day, each man was paid less than £1 per month.
Part 3.
When the Endeavour set sail on its journey around the world, it was loaded with stores as follows: 9,600 kilograms of bread, 4,000 kilograms of wheat flour, 4,000 pieces of beef, 6,000 pieces of pork, 3,500 kilograms of cabbage, 5,400 liters of beer.